Even as the border remains porous and unsecured, an E-Verify bill is stuck in the Texas Senate. Today's Wednesday, May 17th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, you've made it halfway through the week. Thanks for starting the day with the Texas Minute. Rather than fight the Democrats, a Republican lawmaker killed his own legislation. And the worst part? It was legislation designed to enhance election integrity efforts. More on that coming up. But first, a biology teacher and coach from San Antonio's Northside Independent School District was arrested last week and charged with having an improper relationship between an educator and a student. That is a second-degree felony punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison. 28-year-old Stephanie Woods has been a biology teacher and coach at Warren High School. The illegal sexual relationship between the teacher and student was reportedly first exposed by a friend of the victim, who told a therapist about it, who in turn notified the police. When police interviewed the victim, the young girl admitted spending the night at the teacher's home multiple times beginning in December when she was 17. The girl said she lied to her parents about where she was going. Woods was released from Bexar County Jail on a $50,000 bond and ordered to stay away from minor children and social media. State records show the woman's teacher certification is currently listed as valid. In the aftermath of the horrible events in Allen earlier this month, a former Army officer and self-described gun lover became a breathless media star who advocated for gun control as he described being the first on the scene. Allen police have since labeled Stephen Spanhauer's media interviews as not credible. While he's described in gory detail his allegedly heroic actions, police say it's not accurate. According to Allen police reports, Spanhauer did not perform CPR or administer first aid, as he's claimed, nor did he move a deceased mother who was covering a live child, all of which he said in various interviews that were used to push a gun control agenda. Spanhauer took to Facebook to respond to the Allen Police Department statement, saying he'd seen it and was, quote, hurt and disappointed. Oh, you probably won't be surprised to learn that according to voting records, Stephen Spanhauer of McKinney has voted in Democrat primaries since at least 2014. Despite illegal aliens continuing to cross the state's southern border in record numbers, the Texas Senate's yet to act on a proposal that advocates say would drastically limit a major incentive for illegal immigration. That incentive? Getting a job. It appears a few Republican senators are blocking legislation requiring Texas businesses to participate in the E-Verify employment verification program. Senate Bill 1621 by Republican Senator Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham would mandate the use of E-Verify for all employers in Texas. Currently, Texas state agencies and public institutions of higher education must use E-Verify. When the legislation passed out of the Business and Commerce Committee, Republican Robert Nichols of Jacksonville voted with Democrats in opposing it. Now, the legislation is reportedly being blocked from full Senate consideration by one or more Republican senators. The legislative session ends on May 29th. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
A high-profile piece of election integrity legislation is dead in the Texas House. Most significantly, though, the measure was killed at the hands of the legislator who was promoting it. At issue was legislation effectively barring Texas from participating in a controversial voter roll interstate cross-check program known as ERIC. The measure set new cost limits and security requirements for any program used by the state. Now, Texas law requires the state to participate in a cross-check program, but some GOP officials and election integrity advocates want the state to withdraw from ERIC due to concerns about the program's costs, data security, and possible partisan access to voter data. The legislation had moved swiftly through the Texas Senate, but progress lagged in the House. It was carried in the House by Republican J.C. Jeton of Richmond. When the measure finally came up on the calendar yesterday, Jeton stepped up, prepared to explain the legislation. Almost immediately, a Democrat raised an objection on procedural grounds, claiming the accompanying bill analysis was somehow inaccurate. Rather than fight for the legislation, Jeton postponed consideration until after the end of the regular session, killing it. In other words, Jeton wilted like a fragile flower in the Texas heat. Significantly, Jeton's action saved House Speaker Dade Phelan from having to issue an actual ruling on the Democrats' objection. Had Phelan agreed with the Democrat, the legislation would have been sent back to the House Elections Committee, where it still would have been possible, albeit within a very tight timeline, to be brought back on the calendar in time for another vote. Jeton's action also prevented his fellow Republican members from overruling a bad ruling. More importantly, rather than provide clear debate on a critical issue, Republican J.C. Jeton allowed the Democrats to kill important legislation without giving voters the courtesy of a legislative record. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sully Rice, Daryl Frost, Brandon Waltons, and Aaron Anderson. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.